My name is Amelia Means. I'm in fifth hour, and my topic is decolonization in India and Pakistan.
So what was the decolonization of India, Pakistan?
It was basically a series of political revolts that were mostly led by people because it was a poorer country, and they wanted to be able to just live better lives, and the government seemed to not really be doing anything to help them.
And who is the government run by?
Britain.
And Britain, obviously, what was their reason for colonizing India and Pakistan in the first place?
They had colonized them in the 16th century, and it was just to expand their land and kind of expand their rule over the world.
Was there any major figure that showed the decolonization efforts?
Yes, Gandhi was one of the major ones, and he was for decolonization of India, and he was advocating for Indian unity. And there was also Ali Jinnah, who was advocating for independence of a Muslim-majority country.
And so, what effect did this have on the Cold War?
They were, during this, there was also a civil war, and then whenever that was happening between the leaders who wanted a Muslim-majority country and the leaders who wanted Indian unity, there was a civil war going on between them, and after that, Britain decided to pull out, and they're kind of like, okay, you guys can handle this on your own, and that's kind of what made them become an independent country, and that was affecting everything going on.
And how did this end?
It ended. India was divided into two states, which were officially declared on August 15, 1947. One with a Hindu majority and one with a Muslim majority. The Hindu majority was India, and then the Muslim majority was Pakistan.
And do you have any final remarks?
No.
Thank you.
Thanks.